Hey guys.
Hey guys, I'm on the booth.
Charlie, you want to take yourself?
I do. I say, let's maybe start with your kind of overall thoughts, and I can take two leads, but then maybe don't finish it the way you guys want to.
Yeah, I think after how we've played the last couple of games against Forge and Edmonton, the way we started tonight was fantastic. I think sloppy pen, and then we go up again. And I think we had lots of chances to put this game away. I think we could have went up 3-4-1 at times. We don't score. Give them a lifeline, and they're back in it. And against a team like Pacific, even though they're not at their best right now, you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. So I think we've been better than a lot better than recent weeks, but still not good enough. Nowhere good enough.
Can you maybe tell us a bit about your kind of role in this game? It seemed like it was a bit of a freer one, sort of a different formation. What was kind of the direction from the coaches for you today?
Yeah, I think today I got the license to be really positive. You know, everything on the half turn, everything going forward, driving at their back four, trying to create. It worked. They gave I got two assists out of it, and I think we looked good in that formation. I was told to just kind of stay deep, pick my moments, and find pockets. So I think that's what I did.
Any other questions, Ibrahim?
How difficult has it been for you guys in the past few weeks, with the results not improving? And what lessons do you take from this game ahead of that trip to Calgary?
Yeah, it's been very hard for us. We're trying to stay connected as a team, and you know, not really put the blame on any individual or any section of the field. We're just trying to stay connected, and you know, put each game behind us and look forward for the next. But I think there's a lot of positives to take for this game. We scored two goals. We took two leads. And that's what we've been missing for, I don't even know how long, 5-6 games we haven't scored a goal. And tonight we get two, both to put us in front. I think if we can go back to how we were defensively at the beginning of the year and add what we just displayed attacking offensively tonight, I think we'll start seeing results and seeing them quickly.
Best night today was such a sublime move for the second goal. The third party was there. You know, what do you take from this game, personally, in your game, ahead of the next contest?
Yeah, I feel like my role has to now be a little bit more as a leader on the field, not just with vocally, but with the ball, right? I think I need to try and create more for my teammates and put them in better scoring positions so we can create more chances. And I think we did that tonight. We had a lot of chances, and we just couldn't put the 4 or 5 in like other teams can, right? So I think it's all starting to come together, maybe a little late, but I think we still have a chance.
Looks like the season, some objective of making it to the playoffs, gradually slipping away, but the great results are turning out. What would be the message to the fans and those following you up as we enter into the next half of the season?
Stick with us. We are going through a rough time as a team. We started the season very well, and the last, I don't even know how long, has been hard with us, but stick with us. It's coming. We're gonna get 3 points, and we're gonna win, and we're gonna push for a playoff spot. That's still everybody's goal, and nobody thinks that it's impossible. That's still what we're reaching for. So,
Robin.
Yeah, what's it like to have all the new players on bench, like you guys can rest instead of having to play a full 90 minutes, and just how are the new guys fitting in?
It's nice having a fresh legs and new guys and a full bench. I don't think we've had a full 18 of like our roster for a while, right? So it's good to have like our roster on the bench and, you know, have options coming off. And they're all getting along well. I think anybody that comes into this team right away gets treated as a brother. We're all a family. And it has to be like that if we're going to turn this around. And that comes from guys that have been here from year one. To guys that have just got here this week. So everybody trusts everybody, and it's been good.
Great. Thank you. Just one from me before we wrap. Pick out for Ross, a lot of you started the season in terms of developing your game, as he believes so much in you as a
you tonight? Different ways you can create goals. Do some of the where you can score goals. How do you feel having Martin as your head coach this season in terms of how he's benefited you as a player, getting better at that?
Yeah, me and Nash have gotten along very well. He's showing me things that, as a young player, I don't really think about. So certain positioning, certain patterns, certain movements, and I've been given a confidence to be that player to create and to score goals now, which has progressed over time, and especially being asked to play this more 10 or attacking role this year, it's been good. Thank you so much, guys. Have a good night.
Something's coming.
Charity.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you like the way you started both halves, but not the way you finished them. What's your kind of overall thought?
Yeah, I mean, I thought for a large part of the first half was really good. I thought we had a great second chance to go up 2-0. I think it was Max. And Callum made a great save. And then they got the penalty right before halftime, which is just not a good time to give away a goal. But I thought, you know, we tried to clean some things up at halftime. And I thought we did, to be fair. We got the second goal, hit the post, hit the crossbar. I just couldn't find that third. And then just, again, this is, you know, probably the fourth time now in the last five or six games where we've conceded on a second phase of a corner. We don't clear the ball fully. We're ready to all transition and ball comes back in. And we've talked about it. We've showed them. We've worked on it. And still mental errors keep hurting us.
It was, you know, a bit of a different look from you guys, especially the time Ronan on the right and Isaiah, and kind of that different maybe from your role. Mm-hmm. What did you maybe like and not like about the new changes?
I like the chances we created. The one thing I didn't like, we got stretched. I feel we're losing. We're trying to get better at going forward and finding ways to create more chances. We're working on that definitely, and I think and we're still working on the defensive side to keep it tight, but I think we've conceded just as many goals in the last four games as we did in the first 11, so that's frustrating. From a team that really had a solid defensive identity, we've lost our way a little bit, and we've got to find a way to get it back, because without losing the chances we create, still defend well as a team.
Any questions, Robin?
Well, what's it like to have so many new players on the field? You get on the bench, you get so many more choices now than when you were like 11, and then a bunch of, you know, fill-ins, mm-hmm. emergency guys, Wendy's, trials, and so on. Just to be able to plan and strategize with a full team out there.
Yeah, I mean, we've thrown Ronan into the fire. To be fair to him, just needs must. And he's done a good job, to be fair. He gives us a great work rate. Scored a good goal tonight. He hit the post. He did a lot of good things. He's a talented young man. But and then the other guys have been here a few days or a week, and it's trying to get them integrated into the team and how we play. But it's also good options to have, especially, you know, to maybe add something attacking as from the bench. It's good to have, and I thought we did some good things. Especially with another game coming up in short succession here, you don't want to be playing guys too much if you're going to use them the next game. So, it was good to get Mikey Petrasso back on. It was good to get Rog some minutes and get him closer to full fitness. There's a few things we've got to figure out and work on, and it's up to me and the staff, but we've got to keep creating the chances we've been creating and get better defensively.
When the performance is good, there's efforts, we can see there was determination to win the game, but the result is negative. What's the post-match talk in the locker room?
It was calm today. I thought we did a lot of good things well. I thought we were a bit naive defensively, especially late on. Not after the 3-2, we threw caution to the wind and went for it to try to get an equalizer, so I'm not really concerned about the fourth goal or the chances we gave up after that, because you're doing everything you can to get back in the game, and you're going to take risks. But before that, I thought we were a bit naive. We gave them a few too many chances even then. And, you know, they're a very talented team going forward. We didn't do a good enough job as a team defensively.
Are you still struggling to find a perfect fit for the left back role? Last time it was Max played, today it was Taz, and then Jesus came on. Are you struggling?
Yeah, I mean, it's a massive hole to fill, and it's not easy to fill. So, Abzi was a great player, is a great player, I should say. But, we have to move on from him. To be fair, we're trying to find a way. And defensively, we've not been as good as a team. Obviously, since he left, we've started conceding all the goals. So, without being able to replace him with a permanent replacement, it makes things difficult.
How do you go to sleep thinking you have a Tuesday game with your former players, Calgary
Cup? Yeah, I mean, I told the guys in the locker room afterwards, look, we got to get our heads right. We did a lot of good things. We're going to show you the mistakes, and the good and the bad. We'll show them on Sunday, and then get on a plane and go. It's not going to be easy. They're flying high right now, we're going to have to go with the right mindset, and we're going to have to be solid defensively because they're scoring a lot of goals. So we're going to have to manage the game well.
Things are bitter that you even forgot that Kraft scored his first goal for the club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I congratulate him quietly at the end because it's, I think, his first proper professional goal. He took it well. And say he had a good game. He's a good young talent. And he's going to get a lot of chances to play coming into the rest of the season. So, you know, he's got some growing to do, like most of our players. So, but he's got a great attitude. He's willing to learn. He'll give you everything he has. So, look forward to seeing his growth over the next 13 games.
You talk about key moments in games. Osaze kind of been a little bit of his second, first 3-1 off. Robin getting here to the post. It's those fine margins.
Yeah, it's those fine margins, but it's been that way all season, the fine margins. We seem to find a way to make the mistake or not score the goal, or it's been a funny season, and at least now we've got some options and we can put some, you know, change the game a little bit and bring some options in, whereas we couldn't before. But I don't want to lose the defensive identity that we have. We got to find a way to get back to that and work on it, because I think that's got to be a staple for a young team like ours. You can't give away silly goals or cheap goals. You have to make teams earn it, like they were early. They had to early in the season, and just keep improving the attacking end. So, I mean, I was very pleased. I think that was our best game going forward this year. So it is a positive against a good team. Obviously, one of the top teams in the league. So, but we've got to find a way to when we have performances like this to get 3 points.
Because in the first half as well, it seemed like solidified defensive performance. Mm-hmm. Restricted them. They couldn't really find ways through you or around you, and one more at the end of the half. And
I was happy with the first half defensively, and I thought we were good the second half until we gave away the second goal and our heads dropped. And we seem to do that a little bit. I don't know whether it's youth or inexperience or, you know, just about a few times this year we've dropped when we've given up a goal in a moment. You know, we still were playing well at the time, but to give away the, you know, we said at halftime, manage transition, and we didn't manage transition in a key moment. And that was, you know, the third goal. The winner was we didn't manage transition in a moment where we didn't need to step, and we kind of stepped to let him down the sides and missed a tackle. And, it ends up in the back of our net.
Any other questions for Dr. Giancarlo?
You brought up earlier about Roger Thompson. With all these games coming up quickly in his injury history, are you going to be managing his minutes going forward?
Yeah, we managed his minutes tonight. I actually played him 5 minutes more than he was supposed to. Just because of that, we want to make sure we get him to full fitness instead of rushing him to 90 and then having him break down again. So we got to manage him and his body and get him back fully fit so we can play 90s.
And there was that scary collision there that happened along the boards there with Max Ferrari. Do you have an update on his health?
That sounded like a very hockey question there. yeah, it's not good. I'll put it that way. I don't have a... it's his ankle, but it's not looking positive at this moment. They'll be out for a period of time. How long it is, I don't know. So I think it's got stuck in the turf. I actually didn't see it because we were talking about a change at the time. So I'm not exactly sure what happened. I haven't seen it again. So we'll have to get some imaging and see the severity of it and go from there. All right, guys. Thanks again, guys. Have a good night. Have a good weekend. Appreciate it.
Recording stopped.
Have a good night. Okay, if I don't see you, great job. Yeah, I'll see you Tuesday. Have a great weekend, man. Thanks, video.